Dreamscape presents A Fire in the Night by Christopher Swan, narrated by Axe Norman. Chapter 1. The cabin sat at the arrow point of a narrow lake, moss carpeting the shingled roof in patches of juniper and verdant green. Beneath the moss, the shingles were gray and weathered, some bleached nearly white, but the roof still held. A stacked stone chimney jutted up from the back. The cabin's windows were dark but clean. The solid front door would not have looked out of place at the entrance to a stone tower. To the left, a covered porch held a cord of split wood, stacked and seasoned. At the other end of the house, a dusty SUV was parked under a carport. A short stretch of grass sloped from the back of the cabin to the lake, where the lawn curled sharply down to the dark water's edge, leaving no shore or beach. Rhododendron bloomed at the edges of the lawn and stretched up the rutted, unpaved drive. Tall oaks and beech and maple rising full and green above the rhododendron. The entire scene, cabin, lake, trees, sitting in the cradle of three mountains as if in the palm of a gigantic hand. The kitchen door opened, and Nick stepped out into the carport, holding a bag of garbage. With his free hand, he took a machete from a shelf by the kitchen door, then scanned the ground around his SUV. Satisfied, he walked to the trash bin at the back of the carport and dropped the bag of garbage in. He cocked his head, then headed to the front of the carport and looked up the gravel drive that ran into the trees. The low gear whine of an approaching vehicle sent two squirrels scampering up a red oak. Presently, a white Ford Explorer nosed its way down the drive between banks of dark green rhododendron. Stenciled on each door of the Explorer was a gold star and the word Sheriff, underneath which, in smaller letters, was Jackson County. The Explorer emerged from the drive into a small gravel turnaround at the front of the cabin and came to a stop. The engine cut off, giving the illusion that the afternoon quiet had returned. Nick remained under the roof of the carport. A man in the brown and khaki uniform of a sheriff's deputy stepped out of the Explorer, closing the door behind him with a solid thunk. He was tall and stick straight, his hands large and knobby. He sized up the front of the cabin, then walked up to the front door and rapped on it. He closed his hands into loose fists as if bothered by their size. Nick stepped out from the carport. "Can I help you, deputy?" The deputy, startled, took half a step back. His right hand dropped to his holster.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"